Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
People turn to priests with various spiritual problems, or well, at least they should. Among the most frequent, we can include the question about the spiritual state described by one person. They said, "I don't know what's happening to me. I've been feeling spiritual dryness for several months now, and I don't want to pray or to go to church. I can't bring myself to do almost anything, any kind of spiritual activity. I feel completely helpless." Maybe we can easily identify with the condition that the person was going through, because we ourselves have been through that situation several times during our life. And maybe we could advise that person on the steps that helped us to get out of this spiritual distress, spiritual idleness. I'm sure if we put all of these advices together, we would get a long list of various ascetic or practical exercises, how to get out of it, how to heal ourselves from. It's nothing strange about that, because this condition of spiritual idleness, can be caused by many reasons. Let's try to look at one of those advices. It is about the basic setting of the soul, which we must check first and with this familiar problem. One of those sentences is embedded in the words of today's gospel, when our Savior calls the apostles. And when the apostles heard his call, they left their nets and followed immediately. The decision to follow Jesus Christ stands at the beginning of everyone's spiritual life. In fact, no progress is possible in this area unless a person chooses God, the salvation of his soul, and to please God in all their actions. Without this basic setting, a person just hangs from somewhere around the starting line, and after a while, they leave it alone. But even those who make this right decision often have to check to see if their soul has been gradually displaced or even replaced by something else that we might have given priority to. It often happens gradually, and it's being always unnoticed. Life always brings us new possibilities that seem so important or so useful that we try to include them in our life. If one is not careful, one's heart and mind can quickly become overwhelmed with so many duties and activities that there is almost no time left for cultivating spiritual life. Prayer is shortened or even skipped, and there's no time to be found for church, spiritual reading, or even sitting in silence. The holy teachers on the spiritual life consider such overwhelming of the heart with the world as a great obstacle to the spiritual life. That is why those who strive for constant deepening relationship with God are given an uncompromising condition, leaving the world. For monks, it is truly a radical departure from the world. They go to monastery and they stay there. And for those who live in the world, it means for a constant effort to simplify life so much that nothing stands in the way of following a word. Patristic literature, the writings of the fathers, devotes a lot of space for this topic so that anyone can fully understand the necessity of this step. Let us listen, for example, to this beautiful teacher on spiritual life, St. Isaac the Syrian. He says, Therefore, laying the foundation of virtue, there is nothing better than to tame oneself by fleeing from the worldly affairs and to remain in the word of the gospel, which the Spirit called a lamp in the psalm. And he also adds, the beginning of person's real life is the fear of the Lord. But the fear of the God does not dwell in the soul along with other distractions from the outside world. The heart of a person serving his senses and pleasures is distracted, drawn away from pleasure of God. Engagement in the world causes the heart to be taken from the delight of God. This state is perceived by the soul in a way described by this person that I mentioned before, at the beginning of my homily. While other reasons could have caused that condition of spiritual idleness, getting back into the proper heart alignment can quickly reveal the even eliminate spiritual dryness. So let's not wait until the spiritual dryness or idleness or whatever we want to call it forces us to examine the condition of our hearts. We often make a summary of things and activities that claim our attention and time. Let us subject them to rigorous examination, and let us free ourselves from those activities that prevent us from fully responding to the Lord's call, follow me. Glory to Jesus Christ.